things I and others dislike. This is sort of an addition to what I wrote about a while back. People have things they don't like or that really bother them. Some of these things are serious and some not so much so. For example, I have a friend who hated butter on his sandwiches. This is not an earth-shattering thing and should not have been any type of problem, but inevitably we know how annoying things seem to pop up. When we would go to a restaurant, he would order a sandwich and tell the waiter or waitress no butter on the bread, and guess what would happen many times? Yes, you are correct, it would come with butter. Even worse, when he complained, do you think they would replace the bread? No, they would scrape the butter off, leaving the taste of the butter firmly in place, and then bring back the sandwich, which would lead to a heated argument. My friend was not the only one who had a problem like this. I know a woman who cannot stand pickles. She would tell the server how much she hated pickles and asked the server to make sure none were on her plate or on her sandwich, and after all that, you would think the message would always get across, but not so much. I remember her biting into a melted cheese sandwich and recoiling in disgust. It seems someone in the kitchen had put pickle slices between the bread on the cheese. Is it that some people pay no attention to what they are told? Or perhaps they just don't care what you say? Whatever the cause, the outcome is very annoying. I realize there are things I dislike, and as I get older, I don't like it when superhero movies change the characters from what they were in the comic books just to satisfy the crazy standards of the times. For example, if a character in a comic book is a man, I don't like it when it is changed to a woman. It's certainly fine when a movie is made about a female superhero, and some of them have been pretty good. But hey, the reason the comic was a success was because the character was what it was. One of the offshoots of having so many places to watch movies on, such as cable, Netflix, Amazon and many more, is many of the movies have the same theme. I am so tired of the storyline where a man takes revenge for the death of his family. They must have made hundreds of movies with this theme. Another thing I have really gotten to dislike is many of the instructions people put online as help instructions to others. Let me give you an example. I was trying to fix a problem the other day which occurred in Windows 10. I went online and found someone discussing the fix. His instructions said to go to one area, then go to the tab that said a particular thing. Well, to make a long story short, the tab he was talking about didn't exist. This is not the first time I have come across erroneous instructions, and believe me, they can be very aggravating. I am really getting sick of some of the ads which appear when you are trying to watch a video or read a column. Some of them cover the video or ad, others cover the top and bottom, leaving a tiny slit for you to try and see through. Another type of ad appears over the video to advertise the next video and interferes with the video you are trying to see. Who would ever go back to these types of sites? People who make a big deal out of the most minor of things annoy me. I remember a woman who came to me when I was in charge of the payroll for hundreds of people. The employees had just gotten a back raise for 4 years, and we had to figure the back pay, which we did. When the checks were cut, she got hers and then came to me saying my calculations were off by 3 cents and she wanted it corrected because it was not the money but the principle of the thing. This request was so insane I refused to help. All our figures had been double checked by others before the checks were issued, but she was not a happy camper. I think there are many of us who resent a person who never admits it when they are wrong and will argue with you no matter what proof you have. There was a man I knew who always butted into any conversation others were having with his solutions to their problems. They could be talking about anything, no matter how technical. One day some of the employees set him up asking him a question about something they had looked up in the office unabridged dictionary, and when he gave his answer, they said he was wrong and it had been checked in the dictionary. He then asked the question of when the dictionary was written, and when he was told, he said no wonder. The dictionary was a few years old. This is a person who retired with no medical coverage because he had felt it was going to be given for nothing to retirees. After he was retired for several months, He finally saw he was wrong and tried to get his medical coverage reinstated, but it was too late. I do not like drivers who drive right on the white line next to you on the road. I admit it makes me nervous, because you never know when you might get sideswiped. I also do not like drivers who go to the right to make a left turn or go to the left to make a right turn. You have to wonder how they ever got through their driver's test. How about those people who park their car on an angle so it takes up two parking spaces? Is there anything more annoying when it is hard to find a space? Then there are those who cram the intersection when the light is red, stopping you from making a turn. I do not like those people. We have a local burger chain which has opened in my area and I will never go there. Why, you might ask? The reason is simple. I went there once and they had a lot of people waiting to order at the takeout, because they only sell takeout. The problem is there is no line, you just have to try and somehow get waited on as more people are coming in. If I have to struggle to put in an order, I will not be a customer. Wow. Glad to get that off my chest.